Yeah, you can call me that.
As soon as they kick off twice, they should be all right.
Thanks, Liv. Okay, we're on Dalet Ahmed Beis, in the wide lines, two lines down. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Kol Adam, any person, Sheyeshloi, that has to him, Gassus HaRuach, right, is a Bal Gaiva. So we kind of got into the subject of Bal Gaiva, because we got into the Pasuk of, right, adds Isha Zona Kikol Lechem, right? So now, and we saw one of the explanations, the last part of the pasuk was Gaiva, so we're going with Gaiva now. Okay, so anyone who's got Gassus HaRuach is Ke'ilu, is as if Oyved Avodas Kukhovim, as if he does Avodah Zora. How do we know that? Ksiv Hacha, because it says over here, Toravas Hashem Kol Govalev, right? It's loathsome to Hashem, the haughty ones. Uksiv Hosom, and it says over there, Loisovi, you shouldn't bring Toeva, which means something abominable, right? That means Avodah Zora, El Beisecha. So you see the word Toeva is talking about Avodah Zora. So it's the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan Didei, now Rabbi Yochanan himself is his own personal Peshat. He just said his Rebbe's Peshat, but now he's saying his own personal Peshat. Omer, Ke'ilu, it's as if Kofa Be'ikah, he basically denied Hashem. Shnei Amar, yeah, Rom Levavecha, and you will be lift up your heart, you'll be haughty. But Shechachta, and you'll forget. As Hashem Elokecha, you're going to forget your God. So, yeah, so that's why we understand it. We're going back. Rebbe, right, and the third pshat, Rebbe Chama Bachanina Omar, thank you. It's Ke'ilu Bar, is as if he had relations, Al Kol Arayash, on all the forbidden relations that are written in the Torah. Ksivacha, because it says over here, Torah is Hashem called Gabalev. He's bringing the pasuk that the Rashmi brought, right? So he's loathsome, or all Bali Gaiva, with Ksiv Hosom, and it says over there, Eskola Toevois Ha'el, and all of these disgusting acts that they did, which was referring to all of the Arias that the predecessors of Klal Yisrael did in the land. So we're going back. It's really Ela. It's shortened. Sometimes it gets, yeah. Ela means, yeah.
Yes,
correct. Ula Omar, okay, another fourth Peshat. Ke'ilu, it's as if Bonner he built a bomber. A bomber is it doesn't have to be a Buddha actually.
Yeah.
A bomber means a person as an altar, and there's a cult something called a bomber's yochid, like an altar for an individual. And now once the Beis HaMikdash was second, the Beis HaMikdash was built, or you're not allowed to have your own personal mizbeach, and Oh, Rashi, I wrote that here on Avodah Zorah, though. A bomber to Avodah Zorah, actually, over here. Even though it doesn't necessarily, the word means bomber, it's like he did a bomber to Avodah Zorah. Shnei Amar, Chod Lulachem, you should refrain, right, Min Ha'odom, from this person, a share, which, Neshama Ba'apoy, he has his spirit in his nose. I suppose it's another, it's a Bal Gaiva, right, it's a Bal Gaiva, basically. You should refrain from the Bal Gaiva. yes. Keep Bema, keep Bemeh. So the pasuk actually says Bemeh, like in what Nechshav who? Is he really important? Right? So Al Tikri Bemeh. Don't. So that was the part right in the pasuk. And they said, don't say Bemeh. Ella Bama. That this person's a bomber. My right. Carry on. My yad liyad loyinaka. So this posuk over here is the continuation of the posuk the Rebbe Shimon brought. Yeah, of where's the posuk of Torah vs Hashem called Gaba Lev, right? So which is talking about Gaiva, right? Torah vs Hashem called Gaba Lev. So I'm a Rav Kol. So Rashi changes the Gerser over here, because the posuk was talking about Gaiva. So. So instead of Habar al Ish, right? Instead of the Rashi takes that out, he says Kol Sheyesh Boy Gassus HaRuach. The back also does it. Anyone who's got gaiva, basically. Anyone who's got gaiva, yeah. Afilu, even hiknehu, right, means he get, right, hiknehu, Rashi translate this over here as hishlitoi, that he made him ruler, right? Anyone who makes him ruler, meaning who? L'kodosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem, right? Shemaim va'aretz, basically, right, the heavens and the earths, like Avram Avinu did, because everyone else was saying, basically, you know, there was no creator. So when Avram Avinu comes and recognizes Hashem, and they say Hashem made it all, basically, he's basically giving rulership to Hashem by saying that he created it, right? So even if you like Avram Avinu, who basically, he was the first one to basically say Hashem created the heavens and the earths, yeah? That it says with regards to Avram Avinu, Harimoisi, I'll lift up Yodi, my hands, El Hashem, unto Hashem, Kel Elyon, right, the high God, Koine Shemaim Va'aretz, who was made, whatever, right, he made the Shemaim Va'aretz. Okay, so that's an amazing thing, right? So even if you're on such a level, right, so that was the end of the pasuk. Now, Lo Yinoke, he won't be clean midina shel gehenom, from the judgment of gehenom. So basically we're saying the yad, let's just the right, we said yad le yad lo yinaka, sorry, I forgot to translate that, going back to three lines, yeah, we said yad le yad lo yinaka, right, hand to hand will not be cleaned, right, meaning basically he's gonna his sin's gonna be just stick with him. So that's an allusion to, even if you'd be like Avram Avinu, who made Hashem the ruler, basically acknowledge that, then he's not going to get clean from Gehenom.
The Mashmah Parimosi Yodi, yeah?
Yeah, Yodi, yeah, the word is Yodi, right? So that's what you're going to see now, that's what we're going to take issue with, yeah?
So there's something in the beginning, so what do you say about what Rav says called about the Shishish? You take that out?
You take that out, and we'd say, Kol Shishish Bo Gassos Ruach, replace it.
Whoever has mind.
Yeah. Because it doesn't make sense in the pasuk, right? The continuation of the Gemara doesn't make sense because we're talking about Gaiva. We're not talking about Eishesish anymore.
Yeah, although we know something has Gassus Ruach will get trapped.
The Eishesish, true. That is true. Very good. Yeah. So Kasha Lahu, they had a Kasha Ledebe Rebbe Shila. Okay. Hi Yad Liyad Loyinaka. So that's what the pasuk says, yeah? Hand to hand, it will not become clean, right, from sin. So, according to what you're saying, this is alluding to Avram Avinu, it said, Yodi mi ba'ilei. It should use the same word. It said Yodi. We were trying to connect it to Avram Avinu, so the pasuk should say, Yodi lo yinaka. Why is it saying Yad li Yad? So, that's not a good pshat. Ella, so we're going to give a new pshat. Amri debe Rabbi Shila, so they say, Afilu kibel toirim, right, even if he receive Torah, k'moshe Rabbeinu, like Moshe Rabbeinu, d'chsiv bei, said with Moshe Rabbeinu, mi yamino, from his right hand, right, so there's one hand, eish das, which we had in Beitza, right, there's the fiery Torah, lamoy to them. So you see over here, there's given the Torah from Hashem's hand, to Moshe Hashem's hand, right, lo yinaka midina shel gehenom, he's not going to be cleaned from the din of gehenom.
When he's 40?
Because he's 40, yeah. Okay, but now another kasha. Yeah.
Why is that a kasha?
It can't be
Moshe. Well, no, you'll see. Let's read. We'll see. Kasha lay the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had a kasha on this though. Hi yad liyad. It says in the pasuk yad liyad lo yinaka. Right over here, it should be yad miyad. Right, because the pasuk is talking about getting from the hand of Hashem, so it should say Yad miyad, right? So that also doesn't fit in. We've got two hands, which is good, yeah. But we should have a miyad, right? Mi boyle. That's what it should have said. So that's also not a good pshat. So Ella, third and final pshat, yeah. Ella, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, afilu osi tzedaka. Even if this person does tzedaka, right? Dechsiv, right? So when you give tzedaka, right? It's from hand to hand. Passing money from one hand to the other hand. You're giving it, right? So that fits in. Oh, no, but no. So Rashi says this possibly just showing how amazing tzedakah is. Right? He's not referring specifically, this is not, right, this positive, other positive from, we'll see. Yeah? It says, Mosem Beseso, right, giving in, hidden, privately giving tzedakah, right, maybe the person doesn't even know about it, is he going to be Yichba Af? Is it going to be a kapara on Af, on the wrath? It's going to take away wrath. But, if, right, this person with Goyma, Lo Yinaka Medina Shel Gehenom. If this person is a Baal Gaiva, right, even if he gives tzedakah, yeah, it's not going to take away the wrath from him. So it's good to give tzedakah, not haughtily. I think it's talking about a general Baal Gaiva, though, but whatever. Not good to be Baal Gaiva. Now, as I was speaking about this, as Hora Legasia Ruach, and as Hora means it's a warning, meaning it's a warning means the Torah says don't do it. Where do we see that the Torah says that you shouldn't be a Baal Gaiva? Minayin. Where do we know that? So Amar Rava, says Rava, Amar Ziri, says the name of Ziri, says Shimu, hear, the Ezinu, listen, Al Tegbeu, do not be haughty. So that's pretty clear, right? You heard that? What should be a? No, Al means don't. Al means no. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar.
Recording in progress.
Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Mihacha. He says he's another source. How do we know that it's also to be a Baal Gaiva? Okay. He says Amar Mihacha from this place. He says Barom Lovavecha V'Shechachta. You should lift up your heart. I mean, if you're going to be basically haughty, yeah, and you're going to forget. Okay. Fine. That sounds like that's what's going to happen, right? It's like cause and effect. If you're going to be haughty, you're going to forget God. But where's the prohibition, right? Uchsiv, and it's also written, Hishom elecha, beware lest lecha pen tishkach, that you should, right, pen is lest. Yeah, tishkach, you should forget. Es Hashem elokecha, that you should forget Hashem, your God, right? So we see over there, there's the shchicha. In the first pasuk, and also in the second pasuk, that's through Gaiva. Ukud Rebbe Abin, and like Rebbe Abin says, Amar Rebbe Ilah, the Amar Rebbe Abin, Amar Rebbe Ilah, Kol Mokom, any place where it says Shinema, right? So this is Hishomer, either the word Hishomer, or either word Pen Lest, or either word Al. Here we go. Yeah, Eino Ela Belosase. Whenever you see these three words, one of them, yeah, it's a low tase. Right? Normally low tase is low tase, such a thing, right? But also these would also be a low tase. Okay.
Well, how about Maziri's pasuk is much more flourish? Why didn't
come onto this? And it's also from the Torah as well. Good question.